go a little bit more into the God and Jesus thing. I joined the Arlington Street Church a long time ago when Victor Carpenter was a minister. And you know, he was very active in civil rights, both in South Africa and the United States. Had a lot of black fellow travelers and friends. Some of the people he invited to speak with were like Jesse Jackson, and would bring in black choirs. And that was the only time that we saw dark faces in the congregation. I mean, it's
in
downtown Boston, Arlington Street.
Arlington Street. What year? Give me a year.
Victor, when did you go? When did you arrive?
You were after.
Yeah, and there was an interim lay ministry, and then Victor came.
Okay, so you were, so Jack had been there, and Wally Moo had been there, and then, okay,
right.
Gotcha.
And Victor, you know, there were a number of closet Christians there already, and they, very good people. Some of them, one of them was a board chair, Dan Cheever. I dearly loved Dan. He was a great philanthropist, a wonderful person. But they didn't make a big deal about being Christians. I was raised as a Christian. I'm not now, but I don't mind Christians at all. But most most UU churches, when you go into them, you're not going to hear Lord, Jesus, whatever. Victor did a great Easter and Christmas services, and that was okay. You could do that then. But I'm thinking of my brother-in-law, who is half Cochiti and half Hispanic in New Mexico, and I asked him the same thing I asked the visitors when Jackson was there, and I said, you know, what do you think about the church? And they pretty much said the same thing. Your music is boring, and there's no Jesus.
Yep.
Now I go to the Brookline Church, UU Church here.
Okay. Come hear me in Cambridge.
Okay.
Next Sunday.
Come
all right.
Next Sunday.
Are you going to be in Cambridge?
I'm in Cambridge on Sunday. I'll answer the God part of that. The thing we've got to get over is it's, and you, we've got to get over our feelings about Christianity. You just gotta get over it. We're not gonna welcome Hispanics or African Americans in unless we're not saying disparaging things. Well, and I don't know. I'm being reluctant to use the word tolerance. Oh, accepted. Okay, yeah. We gotta get beyond tolerance. We almost gotta rejoice and be happy. I mean, we've got to move way beyond where we're at, because people pick it, we pick it up real, they smell it, they pick it up as soon as they walk in the door. In the door. It's got work. I understand people were wounded by the Christian upbringings. I understand that. Some people were terribly wounded. Some people were even when we were attacked. I have to say that wound is your responsibility. For your own healing, you need to deal with that wound. And then you need to take what was good from that experience, because it was not all terrible, and reclaim that peace and just let go of the other stuff. Recognize you were wounded. Recognize you're angry about it. Recognize, agree, it was misguided. But get work. That's part of the responsibility of being you, along with everything else we do, is to take care of your woundedness so you can move forward in your religious life. Because it's a drag and it holds you back. You owe that to yourself. If we can do that, then we get less reactivity when people come in and when the minister prays or mentions Jesus or, God knows, Christ. It's not a reactive thing, because it's a cultural thing. African Americans, if you are, that's the tradition that people come out of. And people aren't necessarily leaving it. So given, often people would come to our, I think, I'll spit this out. One of the competitions for us are the big liberal black churches. And people will choose those, middle-class people will choose those to have some roots in the black community, rather than coming to our churches. So, and then take the grandmother. So that's, we gotta get over that. It's one of the cultural pieces we gotta work on. You know, the other cultural piece, I'm gonna go off on this. You walk in a black church, how do people dress?
Nice.
Yeah.
Boy, no, I would, everybody here, except John,
What made you sin? Should be embarrassed to go to black church. Every one of you. Every one of you. They, people dress up. Now let's talk about this. It's a cultural difference, gang. And I'm interested about this. It goes back to working class piece, okay? My take on this, and it's not mean spirit, it's not bad, it makes complete sense. Who are we? We are middle class professionals, teachers, lawyers, blah, blah, blah. How do we dress up every day? Shirt, tie, you know, nice. Okay, that's what we do. Because that's what's required of you. What do you want to do on Sunday? To be your authentic self? You want to dress down? Makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. You want to dress down and say, ah, okay, well, here I am. You know, I'll put my sweats on or whatever. And it makes perfect sense. You're an African American. You wear a uniform, maybe. You wear a uniform, maybe. You wear something, you know, that can get dirty, right? Sunday comes. What do you want to do? You want to dress up. Who do you want to bring to church? You want to bring your best self to present to the congregation. It makes perfect sense. But what happens? They walk in all dressed up. They look at you and say, oh, boy. You know, as soon as they hit the door and looked in here, they said, uh-oh, I'm not in the right place. That's the level at which this stuff is operating, and we are unconscious.
I want to say a couple of things before I get to that cultural point. This is part of my life.